The Devil's Language. I have since reconsidered Eliot and the great white way of writing English, standard that is. The great white way has measured, judged, and assessed me all my life. By its lily-white words, its picket-fence sentences, and manicured paragraphs, one wrong sound and you're shelved in the native literature section. Resistance writing, a mad Indian, unpredictable on the warpath, native ethnic protest. The great white way could silence us all if we let it. It's had its hand over my mouth since my first day of school, since Dick and Jane, ABCs, and fingernail checks. Syntactic laws, use the wrong order or register and you're a dumb Indian. Dumb, drunk, or violent. My father doesn't read or write, the King's English says he's dumb, but he speaks Cree. How many of you speak Cree? Correct Cree, not correct English. Grammatically correct Cree, is there one? Is there a received pronunciation of Cree? Is there a modern Cree usage? The chief's Cree, not the King's English. As if violating God the Father and standard English is like talking backwards. As if speaking the devil's language is talking back, backwards, back to your mother's sound, your mother's tongue, your mother's language. Back to that clearing in the bush, in the tall black spruce, near the sound of horses and wind, where you sat on her knee in a canvas tent, and she fed you bannock and tea and syllables that echo in your mind now, now that you can't make the sound of that voice that rocks you and sings you to sleep in the devil's language.